Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The oozing blues of the desert rock mixes with the acoustic guitars and the fire, and it's all moving, transcendent. Hey there, everybody. Patrick here. And on behalf of Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. It's the final new music for March 2026 episode. So big thanks to everybody who sent in some picks. It's always wonderful to hear these picks. I have so many albums that I got turned on to and so many songs that it's just great. You people are a wonderful, endless resource of cool music. You got good taste, is what I'm trying to say. All the way from Jim, all the way down to Sonny Varney, whose picks were wonderful yesterday. So thanks to everybody. Speaking of everybody, if you remember earlier in this series, Roger Grace was discussing a new record from, or new music from Carla J. Easton, and was wanting us to play a song called Do What You Want. And I couldn't find it. As I reported on that episode, I looked and looked everywhere I couldn't find it. And then it turns out Roger got back to me with a little ombudsman work and said the chorus was stuck in his head. And the chorus is Do What You Want, Oh Yeah. It turns out the song is actually called Oh Yeah, not Do What You Want. Totally understandable. And, you know, what are these weird musicians with the way they pick the title of a song? It's supposed to be the chorus, right? The hook. Come on, Carla. Anyway, so let's hear a little bit of that right now from Carla J. Easton. The song is called Oh Yeah. Very nice. I liked all that stuff I heard from Carla. And you can go back and hear all of Roger's picks, episode 2353 for March 2026. New music came out back on April 23rd. And speaking of April, it is now time to start sending in your new music picks for April. We'll do that sometime in May, probably a couple weeks in, so you have a little time to do that. So make sure you're jotting down all your April 2026 picks. But before we go, I want to throw in a couple picks for everyone to enjoy. And if you're listening to this episode on the day it's released, it's May 1st. It's May Day. So, yes, time to start thinking about April and gearing up for new music that's going to come out in May. I feel like we have a big safety net out there, a trawling net that's going to troll all the music and turn up the big things when we haul it in, all the important things that are in the musical waters. I want to mention a record, and it's a song from a new record from Joe Pernice. Joe Pernice has a new album coming out, or is already out, called Sunny, I Was Wrong. I'm pretty sure I heard this song in March, so maybe the single came out early or the record was streamable early. I don't know. But throwing it in the March bin here. It's a really good record. It's got guest appearances from Amy Mann, Rodney Crowell, believe it or not, and Norman Blake from Teenage Fan Club, as well as the legendary Jimmy Webb on the last song on the record. But the one I want to talk about is the song number 3 on this record. It was the first one I heard from it, and it is called If You Go Back to California. And Joe did a, well, first of all, it's a totally classic Pernice earworm hook, gorgeous, soft spilling of this wonderful melody, and his voice kind of sliding in there. I think Joe's a wonderful, wonderful singer. Always have, from the first time I heard him singing way back there in the Scud Mountain Boys. So you get all that, the gooey, yummy, wonderful Joe Pernice stuff. But he did an interview with the website Brooklyn Vegan, where he went through each song. And I was really tickled by this description. So here's what Joe says on the song, If You Go Back to California. Quote, this song repeats the same verse 3 times. Verses 2 and 3 had different lyrics, but I found I was just trying to say in different words what I'd said in the first verse. I thought, hell, why not just repeat the same lyrics? Turns out it worked pretty good. I went to Mike McKenzie's studio to play the song for him. I think we tracked it on the spot. My old friend and collaborator Patrick Berkey played the spot-on drums on this one. Mike plays all the other instruments besides the acoustic guitars. It was quicker that way. I'm an okay rhythm player, and we were just trying to finish before the lunch special time window closed at our favorite sushi joint. Hey, a guy's gotta eat. Here's If You Go Back to California from Joe Pernice.
Go back to California. Please don't take my Honda Sunshine. How many times must I warn you? That'd be the death of me. That'd be the death of me. Go back to California. Please don't take my honey sunshine. How many times must I warn you? That'd be the death of me. That'd be the death of me.
Stuff there from Joe, man. You could listen to all the Pernice Brothers stuff and never, I don't think, get tired of it. I love it all. The other one I want to talk about, and that is a new album from Tin Arwen. This group has been around for quite a while. They have released their 10th LP. It's called Hoggar, H-O-G-G-A-R, which I know is a mountain range in the Central Sahara in southern Algeria. And their style of Tuareg music, desert blues, desert rock, whatever you want to call it, has developed to the point where they have a completely signature style. I mean, at least for me anyway, when you hear Tin Arwen, you know it's them. And this record is another beautiful slice of what they do. And I find it so interesting. One review I was reading on this record actually suggested that because they've been around so long, doing this for so long, they've now perfected it to the point where if you've never heard any of Tanarwin's music, you could come into this record and it's a great starting point to get into everything else. And it actually makes a lot of sense. On this record, they go back a little bit to some acoustic guitar and communal singing. I mean, they're kind of a group that started like that around a campfire in the desert. And they also bring in some younger musicians to work with, including Jose Gonzalez, who's a wonderful guitar player. If you've ever heard him, he put a solo out in March. And Sulafa Ilyas, who is somebody I'm not familiar with, but I do love her contribution on this record. And it is just another beautiful slice of Tanarwin music. And I feel like, because I like them so much and because I listen to them a lot, I feel like it's my remit to pass it on to you guys and let you know that they have a new record out that's beautiful to listen to at 2 a.m. or 8 a.m. I think it works equally well. And sometimes at noon, if you're sitting down to eat sushi with Joe Pernice, you could put on some Tanarwin Hogar or Hagar. We will leave you with a track from that record. And it will be the first track on the record. And of course, it's one of the most difficult ones to pronounce, but I will do my best. Amidinim Ihaf Solon is the title of this song. And it kicks off another sparkling LP from Tanarwin. So let's give that a spin. I want to say thanks to everybody who contributed to new music. And we'll be back with something special for you guys next week.
Midinin Ehfsalan Akalele Afud Azam
Midinin Ehfsalan Akalele Afud Azam
قالتهم اقتل القتال تبلت لك لتداوم قاد
ريني يهفص اللان قابلني
Quote, this song repeats the same verse three times. Verses two and three had different lyrics, but I found I was just trying to say in different words what I'd said in the first verse. I thought, hell, why not just repeat the same lyrics?